I'm here in studio with a conversation about a yard sale, but it's not just a yard sale. It's a gigantic townwide yard sale in the town of Abington. It's the second annual townwide yard sale. And of course, I brought hello, Blackbeard, but I'm going to say your real name, Mike Carini. You are the man that is in charge of so much of this, and it's very exciting. And I know you had a great turnout with this last year, but a week from tomorrow in Abington, the second annual townwide yard sale. And when I say townwide yard sale, that's just what it is.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Good afternoon. This is the second annual townwide yard sale. Last year was such a success. We had to do it again, and it is doubled. It's insane how the turnout's going to be. We can't wait.
Now tell me how this is set up. It's just, are there multiple locations, and how does it work? How can people go and check out all the loot?
Absolutely. So we have a main location, which is the North School at 171 Adams Street. That's where the donation section is going to be.
Okay.
That's where one of our food trucks from the Lions is going to be. That's where a few of the people that don't have a home, like live in an apartment or a condo, that can set up in town. So the main area of the North School is probably where people want to start. Now, anybody can come to this. It's not just Abington residents. Anybody in the area, anybody in the South Shore that wants to go yard sailing for the day, more than welcome to come down. Stop by the North School. There you'll get a map. With that map, it has all the locations of everywhere in town that people are participating in.
And there's also going to be the map online as well.
Correct.
Okay. And then you'll be able to spot the houses on the route, because they'll have probably like a special banner in front of their house besides all their stuff.
Yes. So we'll have Abington Celebrates Yard Sale participant signs out front. We have a second location, Griffin's Dairy. The folks at Griffin's Dairy wanted to participate, so they got their own breakfast food truck. They have multiple people set up at that location as well. We involved the senior center, so we have 71 Shaw Ave participating. That's the senior housing.
Okay.
It's going to be a great event. It's definitely more than doubled than last year.
And just to ask, because so many people are curious about this, with all this great traveling around town, wonderful things to see and buy and eat, is there a place where people can stop and use a restroom?
Absolutely. So the North School is going to have a thrift shop across the street that's opened.
Okay.
Plus, we have three restaurants that are participating and donating a portion of their proceeds for that day.
Okay.
Sarcastic Swine, I don't know if you've ever been there. Great barbecue.
Great name.
Yep, exactly. Mal's Kitchen. Unbelievable breakfast, probably one of the best breakfasts on the South Shore. And then Cream, which is our local ice cream shop, which is...
Reputation is far and wide. Now,
absolutely.
You know, when you hear about sales like this, they always talk about, you know, various items. And then you always hear that term, bric-a-brac. What does that mean? And will there be bric-a-brac at this big townwide yard sale?
Yes. Bric-a-brac to me is more like just smalls. Little collectible things, knickknacks,
like china figurines, things
cups,
like that,
saucers,
maybe some toys, things like that.
Exactly.
Tell me some, like, just give me an example of some of the things that people were able to pick up last year at the big townwide yard sale in Abington.
So we've had kids' toys, we had collectible figurines, we have sports cards, we have antiques, we've had clothing, kids' toys. I mean, anything you can pretty much think of, we have.
I wonder if anybody found a real buried treasure when on the Antiques Roadshow. Or maybe was smart and kept quiet about
maybe,
it.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe you can be the first one.
Ooh, always heard that rumor. This sounds wonderful. And you know what? This goes for a good cause, too. It's not just trying to raise money for something, you know, to line your pockets. This goes to the Founders Day celebration, and specifically...
the fireworks, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Abington Celebrates, raises money for the fireworks, and it's a great time. If you've never been, they put on an unbelievable show, and it's every Founders Day in Abington.
And when is Founders Day?
It's in the middle of June, I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's in around June 13th when we're going to be having it.
Okay, and this townwide yard sale is April 13th, which is, again, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. Is there a rain date if it rains?
There is, but let's not hope. Let's hope it stays nice.
I'll
but
put
there
in a
is.
Plug.
Exactly,
to
there is.
Meteorologist.
So it will be Sunday the 14th.
Okay.
The next day.
And then if people want to find out more information about this great townwide yard sale and celebration, what's the best way to do it? Website, Facebook page?
Best way to do it, Abington Celebrates Facebook page, has all the information. and you can reach us there. We're pretty responsive. Within an hour, we'll get to you.
And this is from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yes.
And if people have never done this before, let's give another plug about why they should come out to Abington.
It's a great town. It's a great community. And it's a fundraiser for a cause that everyone in town can enjoy.
That's terrific. And again, that's the Abington Townwide Yard Sale. And it's the second annual. It's Saturday the 13th, again, a week from tomorrow, 8 to 3 p.m. For more information, if you want to donate or you just want to find out where you can buy some cool stuff, go to the Abington Celebrates Facebook page. Mike Carini, a.k.a. Blackbeard, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you again.